the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
You're listening to Clear Out West Radio. Yo-dee-o, yo-dee-o. The jokes are bad, but sales are good. Yo-dee-o on Clear Out West Radio. Yo-ho.
That's right, Mike Fleming of New West. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. The jokes are bad,
they
but
are
sales
bad.
Are good. You betcha. You betcha. And you've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, really?
What do you got for us this week?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter how good a farrier you are.
Okay.
Every once in a while, you'll get a hot nail.
You know what? We all mess up.
And sometimes the confirmation of the hoof.
I was just going to say it's not always the farrier's fault.
Not always the farrier's fault.
Okay, yeah.
But when I say hot nail, I'm saying not a true quick.
Quick, okay. Sure, yeah.
So the horse flinches. You tap. Ouch. You pull the nail out.
Yep.
You inspect the nail.
Yep.
Sometimes there will be blood on it. Sometimes there won't be.
Right.
Leave that nail out.
Yes. Don't put another one in.
Don't put another one in.
Yep.
And get your iodine out and pour in that nail hole.
Good call.
That's going to help with that.
You know, too often we'll say, okay, well, I'll just put it in a little more shallow.
Oh, no.
But you've already created that little bit of pressure,
mm-hmm,
haven't you?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That actually is some great information there, big fella. And thank you for Farrier's Fire.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, that's what happened. Oh, I get it.
I get it.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. And then request a Dick's pic.
That's right. DICK@clearoutwest.com.
Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We leave that nail hole empty.
Yes.
P.O. Box 1547. Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
That was a hot nail.
That was very hot. Pull it out, leave it out.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Let's move on, shall
Let's
we?
Let's do it.
Gary McMahon is riding along with us. Now, this is a great poem turned into a talking blues by Gary McMahon. Yeah, the poem is originally by Sonny Hancock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is the horse trade.
I traded for a horse one time. He wouldn't take no beauty prize. A great big long-eared blue roan gelding, not too bad for weight or size. I had to make some tough old circles, and this trader guaranteed this horse would show me lots of country and not need too much rest or feed. He says, now this here ain't no kid's horse, but he'll pack you up the crick. He may hump up upon occasion and has been known to kick. I wouldn't trade him with just anyone without showing some remorse. But if you're a sure enough cowpuncher, mister, he's just your kind of horse. I stepped on that horse next morning, and he commenced to buck and bawl. That trader maybe hadn't lied none, but he hadn't told it all. 'Cause we sure tore up the country where he throwed his equine fit. And I almost ran out of handholds by the time he finally quit. I guess that must have set the pattern. Things just never seemed to change. Although I showed him lots of country, every corner of the range. But every time I'd ride that booger, why, he'd keep me a-settin' tight. And I knew I'd make at least 3 bronc rides before he packed me home that night. Which would have been okay with lots of horses that I know. But this old pony had my number, and I just barely get him rode. And the thing that really spooked me and kind of hurt my pride He was learning how to buck faster than I was learning how to ride. We pulled into camp one evening, it was getting kind of late. And I sees this gray horse in the corral, and there's a saddle by the gate. Well, I looks this gray horse over, and boy, I sure likes what I seen. And then this kid shows up around the barn. He must have been about 15. He said he lamed the gray that morning, coming down off Granite Gray. And he wondered if I had a horse that maybe liked to trade. He said he didn't have time to stop and rest and let him heal. And since the bakers can't beat choosers, he'd make most any kind of deal. Now, I mean, well, when a feller's trading horses, why, most anything is fair. So I traded him that blue roan for that gray horse in a net. Then my conscience got to hurt when I thought about what I did to trade a fly-blown dink like that to some wet-nosed little kid. So next morning after breakfast, I tells him, listen, lad, if you want to know the truth, that trade you made last night was bad. That old blue horse is a tough one, bad as anyone you'll see. He kick, he strike, he stampede, he's a sorry SOB. It's all I can do to ride him, and I'll tell it to you straight. I think you'd be awful lucky just to stay on him past the gate. Now there's two or three old horses out there in the saddle bunch. They ain't got too much going for them, but I kinda got a hunch that probably gets you where you're going if you just don't crowd them none. But dang, I hate to see you ride that blue roan booger, son. He said, I told you there last night I'd make most any kind of trade. I appreciate you telling me what a bad mistake I made. But my daddy told me when you're trading, no matter how you feel, even if you take a licking, a deal is still a deal. You say that horse has lots of travel and he's not too bad for speed. Well, sir, I'm kind of in a tight, and that's exactly what I need. I traded for him fair and square and dang his blue roan hide. When I pull out of here this morning, that's a horse I'm going to ride. I watched him cinching up his saddle and he pulls his hat way down. Climbed right up in his rigging like he's headed straight for town. Stuck both spurs up in his shoulders, got that blue roan hair a-flying. Tipped back his head and screamed like a hungry mountain lion. You know, I've heard a lot of stories about the bucking horse ballet. I've heard of poetry in motion, but the ride I saw that day just plumb defied description. Though I could still see it plain, like it happened in slow motion and was branded on my brain. But I don't suppose I could explain it to you, even if I tried. The only thing I can say is, by the saints, that kid could ride. Why, he sat there plumb relaxed like he was laying home in bed. And every jump that pony made, that kid's a half a jump ahead. When it was over, I decided I could learn a few things still. And I said, son, I'm awful sorry I misjudged your riding skill. He just said, shucks, that's okay, mister, as he started on his way. But if you think this horse can buck, don't put your saddle on that gray.
Oh, yeah, don't put your saddle on that gray.
Yeah, if you think this horse can buck.
Do you think this horse can buck? Classic.
I love it.
Cowboy poetry turned into a great song by Gary McMahon. Yep.
What a hand.
No doubt. Yep. How did we survive? How did we survive without that good stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we can go on and on about everything. Car seats.
Yeah.
Okay. They're a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I agree.
Up to a certain point. Okay. All right. You know, 8 years old, really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
5 foot
okay.
two?
Anyway, come
my
on.
Wife needs
a car my wife couldn't. Your wife needs a car seat. Yeah. I do have vague memories of standing on the bench seat of Mom's Ford Falcon station mm-hmm. wagon when mm-hmm. I was very, very small. I couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, but the car was fair game, front to back.
I mean, it's true. And we would. We would ride all over that car. We'd crawl all over the seats, ride in the back, riding in the back of pickups.
In the open air with a 100-pound anvil.
It was a treat back then. Yeah,
yeah, it was great.
We need to ditch out to another commercial, and when we come back, Jess Howard has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West radio show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.